like 7 of 21, then you make your last 19 from the line.
Did we make our last 19?
You made your last 19, your last six.
Well,
I was
told the coaches on the bench, if we shot the ball like we did to start the game, I mean, we would end up losing. Because we got on the free throw line, we got to be able to convert. You know, I don't know what it is, and we just wasn't real sharp to start the basketball game tonight. And, you know, the guys got together at halftime, and we were fortunate to be only down by three going at halftime. I mean, we were down by three, and we couldn't play any worse. You know, we were fortunate to shoot 62%. And we executed offensively pretty well. We got some shots at the basket. It made it harder to defend. We took advantage of our size at the two spot and the three spot, and the guys were able to produce.
Caleb, what'd you change at half? I mean, Brian, obviously a bigger first half for Brian, second half in the head.
Well, we were in foul trouble in the first half. I mean, all our guys were in foul trouble. You look at it, you know, Ross Marin only played 2 or 3 minutes in the first half. You know, Matt Cowell was in foul trouble, and we had a freshman coming in play, so he took advantage of that. In the second half, we were able to keep our guys in there a little bit more, and, you know, we did a better job at doubling. We were trying to double him in the first half, and he made some great plays. He's a very good player.
You had some big minutes from Nelson and Abramaitis when you had the foul trouble. I mean, is Nelson showing you some?
Well, Paul, you know, the reason why he hasn't played more, it has nothing to do with his ability or inability. It had more the fact that we had Sam Kaplan, who was a senior. So now Sam's not here, and he's going to have his opportunities. Paul played a lot more when Sammy was out those four games, and, you know, it was good for him to play in this rivalry and to get a taste of it and to help us win a game.
Is Sam done?
I don't know that for sure. I'd like to say yes, but I don't know. I'd like to say he's going to come back, but I don't know that for sure.
And, you know, turned to be a defense that Hughes played better than that.
Well, you know, Casey Hughes does a great job at defending shooters and fighting guys around screen. He's as big and as strong as anybody at his position in the league. And, you know, he's got size and strength over Gofredo, and it makes it hard for him to get shots off. And he did a great job at defending him.
James, you felt pretty good being only down three, and Eric's going to the line to start the second half.
Yeah. Well, it felt great, and we knew we were getting the ball out. We ran it. We executed the play great. We got a layup of what we were trying to do, and we took the lead there and never relinquished it.
Was that the worst half you played this year? Is that safe?
It's hard to say. We're only down by 3 points, right. And it's hard to say that's the worst half we played all year. I mean, I wasn't happy. Let's just say that. I wasn't happy. But it wasn't that we had terrible effort. We just were not in the right places that we needed to be. And actually, let me correct that. I thought our effort did lack at the beginning of the game. They beat us to some loose balls that they didn't get. They out-rebounded us in the first half. We out-rebounded them in the second half, and we out-rebounded them for the game, which made a difference.
Have you made the decision to play Eric for 40 minutes? Is that
It's a feel. It's a feel. And we'll go game by game. I can't say that he's not going to get a blow, but, you know, being on the road, and we thought it was important that, you know, he was on the floor as much as possible.
He did such a good job for you guys down the stretch, handling the pressure. They throwing all sorts of guys at him, and I don't think he had a single turnover down the stretch for you. Can you just talk about how great it is to have a veteran like that can handle the ball?
Well, you know, what's great about Eric, you know, he has a really poor shooting night, probably the worst he's had all year. Goes 1 for 7, and he's only 8 for 13 from the free throw line, so he misses 5 free throws. But he has 5 assists and 2 turnovers and 3 steals. So, I mean, he doesn't have to score all the time for us to be successful. But when he does, that just adds another dimension. And he's a heady ball player, and we're trying to make him better through making the right plays. He didn't make all the right plays tonight, but he made a lot of good ones. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.